The reason renewing our mind is so important is because that's the main place Satan is going to assault the believer. Let's talk about it. In this podcast, we're going to continue looking at our study on renewing our mind, how to be free from the guilt and the shame of our past in order to be free to move forward in Christ. This is on this third podcast, we're going to look at some interesting things. I want to give you an example of why renewing our mind is so important. It's with a little levity, but I think you'll grasp what I'm trying to bring out here. As one of my sons was going through college, and he had had just about all the one-nighters, staying up all night long, studying, taking tests, and it was in the medical field. And he had written a note to himself, which his mother and I did not find until after he had finished, graduated. He did very well, by the way, and then he moved into an apartment where he works. And we found this as we were cleaning up his room. He wrote a to-do list. In this to-do list, he said, number one, make a to-do list. He checked it off. Number two, he said, check off the first thing on the to-do list. So he checked that off also. Number three, he said, realize you've already accomplished two things on the list. So he checked that off also. And then the fourth thing was reward yourself by taking the rest of the day off. And so we got a very large kick out of that. But I use that as an example of the importance of a renewed mind, because we can tell ourselves a lot of things that will not produce the results that we want per se in life. We've been looking at the main verse from Romans 12:2. And that verse says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we're headed toward that, but we're unpacking several important principles in this. Then we also see that in Ephesians 4, the Apostle Paul says to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And so he unpacks that. I want to mention this. First, I want to define the mind and why this whole subject is so important. In scriptures, the mind represents and means the God-given capacity to reason, to think through, and to exercise reflective thoughts. I want to say that again because this is at the core of everything we're looking at. In scriptures, what the mind represents is the God-given capacity to reason, to think through, to exercise reflective thoughts. It is very central to the Christian life. In the previous generation, there was a lot of rejection of the mind in the believer, and I believe that had to happen in order for Satan to open up the doors of all type of foolishness to move into the church and to pass for a Christian practice because discernment had been set aside. But you can go back to the reformers and to the early church and to scriptures and find out the importance that the mind was given, that it did not contradict faith, but that it worked hand in hand and complemented faith. Now, the reason this battle is so intense is because I want to mention three things concerning the battle being in our mind. Religious men and wicked men will constantly remind you and me of our past. Religious men will do it. Well, I know who you were. I know who you are. I know what you did. And wicked men, you're no different than I am. Why do I need your Jesus? They will constantly remind us of our past. And the reason those two are together is because a religious man and a wicked man does not understand the forgiveness of God that's in Christ Jesus. So in order to elevate himself, he has to step on others. And he may do it in the name of Christ, but it's wicked nonetheless. So religious and wicked men will remind us of our past. Satan reminds, and notice the term, reminds us of our past. That's the reason religious and wicked men can actually be the tool of Satan to remind you of what you've done in the past and to try to constantly condemn you over something that you've already received forgiveness from Christ. So those are two big categories. But listen to this third one. We can remind ourselves of our past. Brethren, after 30 years of ministry and sitting down and talking to counseling believers, I think it would be easy to say, and I think you could ask this of any pastor who's been involved in any type of counseling with believers, that probably one of the hardest struggles for Christians is to be free from their past. See, we all have a past. We all have sin that we know about and God knows about, and that we have been forgiven of if we've repented and surrendered to the Lord. But that's the given with me speaking to believers. And it's easy for us to remind ourselves, and Satan always wants to encourage that, and religious and wicked men want to encourage that. So the being renewed in our mind is so important so that you and me can be set free from dwelling on the past and be free to move forward into that which Christ has for us as a member of His spiritual body. And so this is why this subject is so important, but it's also the reason that you can teach this subject in church and you see all kind of spiritual warfare coming against people to try to keep them out of the series when this subject is being discussed because of how important it actually is. Now, there's three battlefields. We just mentioned the mind, and so I want to discuss these three briefly in this podcast. Number one, the emotions are a battlefield. We see that in 2 Timothy 1:7, the Apostle Paul said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, and fear can be a spirit, but it can also involve emotions that's happening within a person out of this fear, this phobia, as the Greek says. So Satan wants to stir our emotions, and that's the reason we can't trust emotions. Now, God's given us emotions. We can use them, but we don't need to let emotions be the horse that drives the buggy. We need to let truth and discernment and the love of God drive the buggy. Enjoy the emotions, but emotions are not trustworthy. They will flip just like a light switch, and they usually are moved very quickly with news, whether it's good news or bad news, and a person goes off emotionally. And when we go off on an emotional tangent, what usually happens is discernment falls to the ground. And now we become open hunting season for Satan to move us or to make us believe whatever he wants to. And as we discussed earlier, the mind is a battlefield. In 2 Corinthians 10, around verse 4 and 5, right through that area, 3, 4, and 5, Paul says that if the gospel is hid, it's hid from those who are lost, whom the god of this world has blinded their minds. So Satan wants us as believers to remain blinded to deeper truths. Now, when we come to Christ, we realize that Jesus is Lord and that He died for our sins. But it doesn't stop there, as we've said in some previous podcasts. That's just the beginning point. That's where everything begins. Now God wants to transform our mind. That means He wants to change the way we think, what we think. He wants to change our motives. And in order to do that, we have to be embedded, if you will, saturated with His Word and His Spirit. And there's a lot that goes into that as we move through these podcasts that'll become a little clearer. But what Satan's always after, he attacks the mind and he attacks the emotions, but he's after our will. He wants us to do His will. He wants us to reflect His character to those around us. And when we look through the New Testament, we see real quickly some of Satan's character revealed in the ministry of Jesus and also in the writings of Paul. We see in John 8 that Satan is a murderer and a liar. Now, murdering doesn't mean just physically killing somebody. It could be hating someone. Scripture says, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. He's a deceiver. That's what he operates off. We see that in Revelation 12, verse 9. He's the accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12, 10. We see a lot of that. He just constantly wants to accuse. And I like to say this, that if we focus throughout the day on all the blessings God has given us and how He's poured Himself on us than the truth of Scripture, brethren, we won't have time to be sitting around accusing others, because we'll be spending our time being thankful and worshiping Him for His unmerited favor and grace. The next thing is we see Satan is he blinds people. And then the last thing is he's an imitator. He loves to make people artificial. And he wants to produce all of these qualities in you and me. And a lot of times, his biggest springboard to be able to do that goes back to what we just discussed with forgiving ourselves. How many times do you speak to yourself and say things that are destructive and that do not line up with Scripture? See, if I could just get this out somehow, and even as I do, I'm asking the Lord to work this even deeper in me because I need this. We all need this. But in Satan's attempt, he does not want us to come to the truth of A, either our need for Christ, or B, either who we are now in Christ. If we concentrate on what the Scripture says we have in Jesus Christ, two things will be corrected in our life. Number one, pride will be corrected because we'll see the ungodliness of it and we'll repent. Number two, our insecurities will be corrected also because that's nothing but inverted pride. And we'll see that we've believed the lie of Satan rather than what God says about us. The Scripture says that in Christ we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I want to ask you this. There's some more to get into. We'll get into the next podcast. But I want to ask you as you're out walking or listening at your kitchen table or driving to work, are there things that you keep believing about yourself that you know in your heart of hearts goes against God's word? Are there things and actions you hang over your own head that you've already asked God to forgive you? You may have asked him 15 times because the way the enemy comes to constantly condemn. I want to ask you one simple question. If you're a Christian and you're listening to this, will you forgive yourself? See, that's the hardest thing to do. It's easy to forgive others sometimes. Depends on the level of wrong they've done toward us. That's another issue. But can you forgive yourself? Because see, if we can't forgive ourselves, what we're actually saying is this. We're looking at God and saying the cross of Jesus may be enough for everyone else, but it's not enough for my sin. And that's a lie. Jesus died to wash us white as snow, to forgive us of our thoughts, our deeds, our actions, our attitudes. Will you forgive yourself? Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast and those that would be struggling with this. Lord, we've all struggled with it from time to time. I certainly have. But Lord, we come now and we choose to forgive ourselves because you instruct us to. If you've forgiven us, who are we to hold our sin even over our own head? Father, we ask you to free us from reminding ourselves of our failures and that we start spending time alone in your word and in prayer with you, Lord, and allow you to remind us of how you have made us new in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brethren, be sure to listen to the next podcast and the previous two. Until next time, God bless.